Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma. A quick scoop to get you started this morning on Democrats' plan for the unusual August session in D.C. Senate Democrats are going to try to use the month in D.C. to talk about health care, attempting to ignore Republicans' plans to confirm judges and pass spending bills. They want to highlight what they see as the GOP's inability to pass their own health care plan. Burgess Everett goes to West Virginia and gets Joe Manchin to say he might endorse Donald Trump in 2020. Now to last night's primaries. Voters went to the ballot box in several states yesterday, and here's what you need to know. Democrats appeared to avoid getting shut out of key races in California last night. Republicans got John Cox on the ticket for governor to face off against Gavin Newsom. Dianne Feinstein cruised to her renomination. Martha Roby, an incumbent House Republican, will have to run in a runoff against Bobby Bright, a former House Democrat who voted for Nancy Pelosi, who turned Republican. Bloomberg's Jennifer Jacobs reports that the White House would like Kim Jong-un to submit to a timetable to surrender his nuclear weapons at the upcoming summit in Singapore. He also might invite the North Korean dictator to Mar-a-Lago for a fall summit, if all goes well. Bob Costa, Josh Dossie, and Ashley Parker report that the president seems likely to pardon Alice Marie Johnson, who Kim Kardashian suggested he pardon last week. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.